A catastrophe like no other. Hello and welcome again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We don't know yet much in the way of hard data, but it will be bad. It will be very, very significant blow to the agriculture of the Gulf Coast of Texas. Cattle, cotton, and rice are probably most affected, but there are probably some other crops as well.
Well, we've all seen the devastating images from Hurricane Harvey and the continued flooding event that's taking place. And while rescue efforts have focused on human lives, there's also been much concern over livestock and the loss for the ag community. Director of Communications for the Texas Farm Bureau, Gene Hall, says cotton and cattle have really taken a hit.
They were expecting a 2 million bale crop on the Gulf Coast, and we learned today from our extension service that the losses may run as high as 400,000 bales. You know, a hurricane's bad at any time, but right at harvest time, it's just a catastrophe. We know that there are cases where cattle have been moved, and there are other situations where the ranchers actually can't get to them yet. So I think you can expect some cattle losses.
Gene Hall says the rice and soybean crops have also been hit hard along Harvey's path, and he says there's more agriculture in the Houston area than most would think. About 27% of the total cattle numbers for the entire state of Texas are located in the Gulf Coast region. And as for recovery efforts?
We have established the Texas Farm Bureau Foundation's Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. 100% of all the donations we receive will be directed to the farm and ranch families and the agricultural losses that have been suffered on the Gulf Coast region in the hurricane zone.
And you can find out much more information on how to help Texas farmers impacted by Hurricane Harvey at texasfarmbureau.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.